The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America. Streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews coming to you, and it is November the 30th. It's a significant day because it's the return of Tiger Woods. We've all been anticipating this for a long, long time, and he will tee it up along with a few of his favorite people at the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. And we're going to talk about that. We have Todd Lewis with the Golf Channel joining us here shortly to talk about that. He is in the Bahamas, as the Golf Channel is as well, to cover this historic event. And maybe we're a little too much hyperbole because it's been a few comebacks for Tiger, but a lot of eyes in the golf world certainly on the Bahamas. Frank Bassett joins as always from the Nashville studios. How are you doing today, Frank?
Hey, good morning.
Are you excited? Are you excited?
Thrilled.
Big day?
Thrilled. Looking forward to it. Can't wait. Can't wait. Anticipation. Got up this morning, jumped up at 6 o'clock to turn on the Golf Channel and watch Morning Drive, and it was European Tour Golf. I went, oh, come on. This is a big day. Anyway.
It's all Tiger, all the time.
And then yeah, I was joking because our good friend Todd Lewis is with us, and I said, you know, I'm going to introduce him tomorrow on the show. Todd Lewis live in his pajamas from the Bahamas. But we're not early enough to do that to Todd, so I'll let you bring
decided not. Yeah. So you decided not to do it.
Not to do that.
Even though you kind of just did it. So
Yeah, kind of.
Good fake not doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, so Todd Lewis does join us from the Bahamas. Todd, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
we're having a good time right here. But we're not in the Bahamas either, so all the eyes are out that way, showing the beauty of not only the golf course and Albany and everything you got going on, but certainly Tiger Woods in his comeback. You've talked to him obviously on the air on Golf Channel, but also seen him practice and playing. Give us your bird's eye view. What do you think about Tiger so far?
Well, I think the most impressive thing that I've seen from Tiger since this latest back procedure, this fusion surgery, is the fact that he has speed in the golf club and the swing once again. And you will especially see that with his driver. I followed him now for 3 days. And off the tee, he has well above average length as far as distance goes on the PGA Tour. I saw him sinking by Justin Thomas, who's one of the big hitters on the PGA Tour, a couple times in a practice round. I saw him consistently get it past Patrick Reed when they were playing together, Ricky Fowler. So I think the length and accuracy, for that matter, as well, he hit all but one fairway yesterday in a pro-am. I think off the tee, he's going to be great. His distance control, his iron play, his short game, and his putting, to be honest with you, probably not where Tiger wants it to be. So that's, you know, it's not bad, but it's not great. It's just, you know, mediocre, for lack of a better term. So, you know, if I'm looking for a score today, if he shoots something in the low 70s, I think that is great for Tiger, great for us as fans. It's a small step. I feel like we in the media and as fans, we should all just relax a bit, not get so breathless. We've been here before. So let's just see what he does today and the rest of this week before we start making him the Masters favorite. Okay, let's just calm down.
I think the expectations are, well, I guess they're realistic. I was going to say they're high, but the excitement level is certainly high. Whether or not people have expectations, I even saw somewhere where bookmakers in Vegas have a line on how many withdrawals Tiger will have in the upcoming year.
Please.
Yeah, so I mean they're already putting a line on that. So there certainly are people who are skeptical about the comeback. Do you have any skepticism? Because we've certainly seen Tiger in recent years come back and come back and come back and have more surgeries, and it hasn't really responded. His body hasn't the way he wanted it to. Do you have a healthy skepticism that we might be going through the same thing again?
Frankly, yes, I do, because I've been to this dance several times before where Tiger said, I'm pain-free, I can now play with my kids, my life is greater, and then a few months later, he's out again and going through another back procedure or knee procedure, neck, you know, a lot of things. So, yeah, frankly, I am skeptical, but at the same time, I would love for him to prove me wrong. I would love for him to go out and compete and play 15 events in 2018. I would love to see him in contention, whether it's at Bay Hill or in a major championship. But, you know, I am hopeful because it's interesting the arc that he has in his career. He comes out of Stanford and all of a sudden just explodes on the world and does everything that, well, does things with the golf ball that we've never seen before. And he's just this, you know, mystical creature, not only in golf, but in sports and in society across the planet as well. And then he has that tremendous fall from grace. Injuries plague him. But now, you know, what's interesting is being around Tiger, the aura is gone, and I don't think that's a bad thing. He is much more relatable now. And I think maturity and obviously being humble helps, but he's much more relatable now. I feel talking to people via Twitter or talking to people I run into, got men or women who just didn't like Tiger, although they respected him, but they didn't like him because he wasn't relatable. Now that he is, they're kind of rooting for him. He's a bit sympathetic. And, you know, we in our society, we love our heroes to bounce back, you know, to be, have the peak, go into the valley, and then get back up to the peak. And I'm interested to see where that story moves forward after this week and coming going into 2018.
Well, you know, Todd, you said it. He's more accessible. He's more relaxed. In your interview, which, by the way, congratulate, what a great interview you did with Justin. Dustin Johnson and Tiger Woods day before yesterday. He seemed so relaxed and so at ease. And was he doing his shtick off camera? Was he kind of gigging the other guys and being more funny and relaxed?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had a very professional relationship, I guess you say, with Tiger over the years. You know, one of mutual respect. You know, he's hard to get close to. I mean, that's just the way he is. But yeah, we were joking around about the Raiders. He's a big big Oakland Raiders fan. We were talking about the fact that he's, you know, opening some more venues in hospitality. We're laughing about this and that. So, yeah, you're right. I do feel like that curtain has been raised a bit, and which, again, makes it more relatable to the media. I've seen him all week joking around with the media, and I don't feel like that is purposeful. I feel like it's organic and natural. He's, like I said, he's very likable and it's easy to read for him right now. But if you look at where golf is right now, that's just the way it is with Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler. You know, these players are now likable and relatable. And, you know, maybe Tiger going through these team rooms, be it at the Ryder Cup or at the President's Cup as an assistant captain, maybe he sees that now. And he's like, you know what? Maybe me being the whatever I was just doesn't work anymore. Maybe it's refreshing just to be me. That's a theory, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
We're joined by Todd Lewis with Golf Channel. He's live coming to us as we're doing the show at Albany in the Bahamas, getting ready for the Hero World Challenge that Tiger and about 15 or 17, 18 of his close friends and associates on the PGA Tour will be playing for a lot of money for Tiger's Foundation. They're a very, very good cause. And we're seeing Tiger for the first time in several months. And here's some statistics, Todd and everybody else. 300 days since his last competitive round for Tiger. That's the second longest layoff that he's ever had. It's been 1,578 days since his last tour win. That was the 2013 Bridgestone Invitational. And Frank, we've been talking for a number of years about Tiger, and we were thinking, you know, it wasn't that long ago that he was a five-time winner on the tour, and we kept referring to 2013. Well, that keeps getting further and further back. Now it's seeming like it has been a long time since his last win, 2013. He also has missed the cut or withdrawn in 10 of the last 19 PGA Tour events that he's been in. That goes back to the start of 2014 season. So he has had the struggles, and Todd, I'm curious, can he ratchet it down? Can his expectations meet his legacy? As you've said, he's a mythical creature almost, and that has to play into his head. There's a pride factor about, I have to live up to certain expectations. Or do you think he can be realistic and shoot a 74, 73 and be okay and then do it tomorrow and be okay? Or is there that part of his ego that's going to be pushing because he has to be what everybody kind of remembers him as being?
Well, it's interesting. If you go back to that interview that I did with Tiger on Tuesday on Golf Channel, I brought up the fact that over the years that I've covered him and there's been a distraction off the golf course, be it injury or maybe scandal that he went through or whatever. I've asked him a couple of times, you know, as he enters a tournament, what is your goal this week? What are your expectations? And every time, forcefully, kind of like bothered that I even asked that question, he looks and says two words, to win. And that's it. Here this week, he is, sure, he wants to win, but at the same time, he has his expectations tempered. Let's make no mistake. Tyreek Edwards knows that he is not 100% right now as far as his game goes. He feels like his body is. This is a measurement this whole week of where he is in relation to the world's best players. You got 8 of the top 10 in the world here in this field. If he can go out, play well, hold his own, you know, that's a huge step in laying another piece of foundation of confidence as he moves forward in his career. He's going to play this event, find out where he is, and then assess moving forward, A, what he needs to work on, and B, where he is right now, and in relation to everybody else who's out there, and it's great. I firmly believe Tiger is not showing up on the first tee today thinking, all right, this is what I need to do to win. I think he's thinking, this is what I need to do to compete. That's it. Period.
Yeah, and that makes sense, and it's interesting to see that that's his mindset, because it, at some point people have said that's the conflict. Will Tiger look at Tiger's 42, or will he remember when he was 22 and 30 and think he has to be living up to those standards? Again, we're joined by Todd Lewis with Golf Channel, who's in the Bahamas for the Hero World Challenge. Todd, the golf course itself is certainly friendly as far as Tiger's concerned. It's not the most challenging of golf courses, but he – or most of these other guys should be able to score fairly well. It's a benign enough golf course, if you will, that it's a good place for him to make his comeback. Do you agree?
Yes, but he will have windy conditions today, and actually throughout the week it's scheduled to blow sustained winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour, so he's going to have to deal with that. There are some issues. It's not a very lengthy golf course. There are some issues, though, around the green. Tight lies, not just for Tiger, but a lot of these pros out here, you know, these tight lies can be tough because, you know, you obviously want to get the club underneath the ball and you want to have some grass to help support that. Not much of that at all here. And the biggest problem is the fact that they have these tight lies down in these collection areas where they're trying to get the ball up in the air to hit to an elevated green. So that makes it really, really difficult. That's going to be an issue not only for Tiger, but for the rest of the players in the field as well. But Tiger has shown that he's sometimes susceptible to having the problems around the greens with his short game, and that's something that he's been working on this week. So we'll see how it works out.
Okay, so Todd, today you, what time do you guys go on the air? I guess what about 11 Eastern or what?
Well, we're on the air at 12:30 with our coverage. We're already on with Morning Drive. I'm actually going to go on the air with Lisa Cornwell here in an hour, and and then the day. It's going, and we see what we're going to get from Tiger Woods and everyone else in the field. But, you know, obviously, it's compelling. It's refreshing to see Tiger Woods out on the golf course again. And, you know, we may be hyping it up a little bit, but, you know, it's a deserved hype considering what he has done in his career and the fact that he is coming back from surgery. And we're all hopeful that he can come out here and compete this week.
One interesting observation I had in looking at Tiger, he was in all black the other day. And there he is with around a lot of the top players in the world. He's big. I mean, he's buff, right? I mean, he's huge.
Yeah, he's still fit. There's no doubt about it. He's still quite the athletic specimen. I mean, yeah, when I'm sitting beside him or standing beside him, I'm like, yeah, I need to get to the gym. That's exactly what I think.
Got to push away from the buffet. Yeah, I mean, hey, Todd, by the way, what are the other players?
Exactly.
He's playing with Justin Thomas, but he's playing with Spieth and a lot of these other guys that all grew up admiring him and looking up to him and posters on their walls and whatnot as kids. Here they are playing with him. What's their feedback? Are they thrilled to death to be thinking, I don't know how many chances they get to play with Tiger, so this is a thrill to be able to be on the course with him in a competitive round?
You know, it's interesting because I talked to Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth about this. How do you manage competing against them, but at the same time rooting for him? And we heard what Justin said. He wants to come out here and kick Tiger's buttocks. but they are rooting for him because they've become friendly with him first and foremost. In this day and age, you see these players, you know, Justin Thomas won the PGA Championship, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, or their green side when Jordan wins. The same thing. It's all reciprocal. And because of that, these guys have become friendly with him, mostly from team events and also competing against him occasionally. He has been out competing much. And they all live in the same area. So they play practice rounds occasionally together. Jordan lives in Dallas, but, you know, Richie and Justin live in South Florida. So they are rooting for him. And make no mistake, it's not, I mean, every player in the field is hoping that Tiger Woods here comes out and has a great week. And if, you know, if he's in contention on the back nine on Sunday, they want to beat him. But at the same time, they understand that him being in contention is such a positive, for the game of golf.
Yeah. And it's going to be a thrill for everybody to watch, as well as those guys. You mentioned the camaraderie that a lot of them have. Very different than Tiger. It's almost a new generation of golfers, because Tiger never had any competitors on the plane with him when he was coming and going from golf tournaments. Nope, nobody was standing around the green high-fiving other guys. Do you think he's in a line with that? Is he still got the competitive juice, and does he still have the mindset of what he did back then, or is he more congenial with the other players because that's kind of the way it's evolved now?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose him? Todd, you there?
Todd, do we have you?
I'm here now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Say that again, please. We're having some bad stuff.
I was just wondering if Tiger he was notorious for being so competitive that the last thing you'd think about is getting on a plane or inviting other people to be on the plane with him before tournaments, like the guys are doing today. Uh-huh. Today's golfers have a different attitude. Can Tiger align with that? Can he have that camaraderie that these guys seem to have with each other while they're also being competitive?
Yeah, well, if he gets to a high level where he's, you know, top 10 in the world, that's a good question. I mean, but that's a long ways down the road. I think if, you know, if where he is right now, sure, absolutely. But that's, yeah, that's a really good question. I think that, you know, I think we're just going to have to see if Tiger can compete before he starts giving the Tiger stare and the intimidation factor starts happening again. But if he gets competitive, I will say this. I promise you, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, they haven't felt the heat of Tiger Woods chasing them down when they have the lead on a Sunday. If Tiger can get out there and start getting some confidence and start playing well, who knows, next year, be it at a regular PGA Tour event or in a major championship, one of those guys is leading and all of a sudden Tiger Woods pops up on the leaderboard Sunday, it'd be interesting to talk to those players after to see indeed, there was a bit of an intimidation factor. I believe, yes, there would be, because here comes Tiger. You know, that's a long ways down the road, to be honest.
Yeah, it is long and may never happen. But it would be interesting to see those guys around the green as Tiger's coming up 18 to win a tournament and have them hanging out. Tiger would be like, what are you guys doing here? You know, nobody used to do this before.
I'm not sure.
That's what we do now. Yeah, so. Hey, Todd, we appreciate your time. I know you've got a lot going on, and we really do appreciate you taking some time to talk with us in the middle of everything going on with Golf Channel. I know there's got to be 15 cameras out there, Frank. 14 of them will be on Tiger. So we'll see Tiger do everything from teeing the ball up to walking every step he takes, and then occasionally a few other guys here and there. But Golf Channel is going to do a great job, I'm sure, Todd, and you guys are, as you always do. But it should be fun. Are you looking forward to today?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, when Tiger signs the scorecard, I'm the first guy he's going to talk to, and it would get his immediate emotional reaction. So, yeah, I'm excited to hear from Tiger when he steps off the golf course after what he does today.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Todd, we thank you so much, man. You're such a great friend to this show and to all of us personally. And you're also, I'm not pandering to you, you're the best interviewer in golf. We love watching you on the Golf Channel every day, every time. So take care out there. Have a lot of fun. And hopefully you'll get home to hug that pretty wife and baby of yours pretty soon.
All right. Great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Todd. We appreciate it. See you, buddy.
Thank you. That's Todd Lewis, Golf Channel, coming to us from the Bahamas, getting ready for the Hero World Challenge, just as we're speaking now, a couple hours away, that they'll be on the air live in the Bahamas doing the Tiger thing. Tiger, by the way, so everybody knows the field, and I think we've talked about this before, and the guys that are playing, but he's in the fourth group, I think, as it stands right now, and he's going off with Justin Thomas.
Who wants to kick his buttocks, as Todd said.
Fifth group.
He said it. He didn't say buttocks. He said, I'm looking forward to trying to kick his.
You know what's funny? what's funny about that, Frank, though, is we keep talking about the power and power, power of Tiger. And I think we're, and I said this, I think the other day, we're almost feeding the beast, aren't we? And I say we as the media fans.
Talk about power drive, you mean? Driving?
Yeah, he drove the green. Right? He drove a 350-yard green. He drove it and made the eagle putt. As a 42-year-old, it's really hard to if I'm him, to think, okay, I'm still about the power game because your game evolves and it has to kind of change. Yeah. The fact that he can still hit it far is great, and it's exciting because that's what we grew up seeing, and we kind of think, okay, old Tiger again. But he's got a very fragile back.
I don't think it's fragile. I don't think it's fragile. I think it's fused. And so it's like trying to break the bone in half. I think maybe in his mind it may be fragile, but he even said that, Tim. He said, you know, it's fused. He said, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in my mind, I mean,
he's had so many injuries. His body's just been, and to say fragile, he's had so many injuries from wrist and Achilles, in addition to the back, his neck.
He would have probably been in better shape if he had fought Muhammad Ali. rounds, you know,
the power game just may not sync with that.
My excitement for Tiger Woods, and always has been, I wasn't all about the power game with him as much as when he got that flat stick in his hand, or when he had a wedge in his hand around the greens, he was magical.
And I don't disagree at all. I just think, and I'm paraphrasing Jeff Ogilvy again, can Tiger, in his mind, his ego factor, and I don't mean this ego in a bad way, can he say, okay, I don't need to hit 350-yard drives. I can be Jordan Spieth. Jordan hits it plenty far enough, and we obviously know he's one of the greatest players in the world, but nobody talks about Jordan hitting 380-yard drives, right? All they know is he shoots 65. And so can Tiger get into that frame of mind is the question. You know, we'll see. We'll see, because he knows the oohs and ahs are there when he hits a big one.
Yeah, Jordan is playing with you-know-who today, which I'm sure they'll have some conversation about the Open Championship, Matt Kuchar.
Yes, yep. That'll be fun. They're in the last group. They're in the last group, actually.
They are.
So, I mean, it's a small group of people, so I mean, we can go through it pretty quickly. The first group is Hideki Matsuyama and Francesco Molinari. That'll be an interesting group, followed by Charlie Hoffman and Kevin Chappell. Patrick Reed and Daniel Berger are in the next group. Justin Rose and Tommy Fleetwood are the Englishmen.
Hey, stop right there. My favorite Englishman golfer. Remember when Tommy Fleetwood and his caddy went for the high five and his caddy missed and hit him in the face? I called him Fleetwood Smack.
Fleetwood
Smack.
There you go.
Anyway, so go ahead. Finish up.
Henrik Stenson, Alex Noren are playing in the next group.
That's a good group.
The Swedes playing in there. Yeah. Then, of course, Justin Thomas and Tiger Woods. Justin coming off Player of the Year honors and a phenomenal 2017 season for
FedEx
16-7 and FedEx Cup champ and a lot of money and fuel for the jet. He's got it all. Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, number one in the world against the reigning U.S. Open champion. Kevin Kisner, Ricky Fowler, and then finally Matt Kuchar and Jordan Spieth. So that's the entire field. It's not a big field, but it's pretty prestigious.
Back up a little bit there to the Koepka-Dustin Johnson grouping. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a slugfest. I can't wait to see that. Yeah. I hope they cover that a lot, especially from the tee box. Now, you're talking about power driving. And those guys have basically a detent volume control. A detent meaning click, 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 instead of just a rheostat that just opens up. They just click it up one more notch and click it up one more notch. I can't wait to see what they're going to do.
Because it's going to be, as Todd was just talking about, Todd Lewis, there's not a lot of grass on this golf course.
No.
That's not to say it's not in good shape, but it's very tight, very tight. So even if these guys get a little wind behind them and they can carry the ball 300, it'll roll out 80 yards, right?
But
it'll roll out 90 yards. So that's how much they can get that ball down the fairway.
But the strongest part of Dustin Johnson's game right now is his short game, his wedge play.
Yeah.
So on those tight lies, and all of our listeners I'm sure know, I'm not telling them anything they don't already know. It's tough. You've got to get that club under the ball, and boy, it's so easy.
Yeah.
One blink, one flinch, one eyelash, and bam, it's gone. It's sculled across the green.
Texas wedge, Frank. Texas wedge.
Yeah, they're going to do that. $100 bill right now. You're not going to see that happen.
They won't, and for the most part, they don't have to. They've got it down now. Tiger's at that age when it hits almost everybody, even professional golfers, where suddenly Phil Mickelson used to hit these like clockwork, and suddenly the nerves, everything else, it just changes a little bit. And so, that's where it's going to be interesting for Tiger. And Todd even alluded to that the full swing isn't really the issue. And I don't think it normally is, even for seniors. It is when you get around the greens and the short games and the finesse little shot over a bunker without much green to work with and all those other things that Back in your youth, you still stuck it 2 feet away. Now you're like, ying, 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 you know, how do I get rid of this shot? So we'll see. You know, by the way, here's a good point, Frank, that I don't want to say that it's kind of weird. I'm not sure how exactly this works. It's an unofficial event, but it does have world golf ranking points.
Yes, it does.
Right? I'm not sure exactly how that works because it's an invitational with 18 guys, but somehow they still get world ranking points.
Event. That's why.
Tiger, right now, Frank, do you know his world ranking?
746.
He is 1,199th in the world.
You know, to take a phrase.
1199, and he gets 200 points, just so you know. There's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a rigged system, but you get 200 for finishing last in this tournament.
How many
so
do you
he
get
will
for
go
first?
To. He will go to 999 just for playing in this tournament. He'll be under 1,000.
So
there you go.
So I didn't get to because Todd jumped in earlier when you rattled off a litany of statistics earlier. But to take a phrase from a movie, look at the big brain on Tim. If you know that movie, Pulp Fiction, look at the big brain on Tim. You got
brain.
Some stats going today, buddy.
That yes. Ain't. Well, it was
all night.
I want to do a little research, but it's –
you know, Paul Stankowski must have come over and helped you.
Paul came to the house and we went over his stat sheet, which is a stick it note, Pat.
Come on, he's good. He's really good on PGA Tour Radio. I love Paul. But we do give him a lot of guff about that, and you especially.
Yeah,
y'all did a show together for years.
Yeah, he says it himself. He goes, I do about as much preparation as Charles Barkley. I'm in good company. He just relies on his wit, and that's fine. That's fine. That's what he's got. But, it's been 300 days since a competitive round, and he hasn't won since Bridgestone in 2013. And that kind of hit me, Frank, because I know it seems like we've been talking about this for a few years, about Tiger, 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 and it wasn't that far back. But it suddenly now is becoming almost 5 years ago that he won an event. And that was still more recently than Phil Mickelson won an event, and people don't seem to look at Phil and go, well, what's happened to Phil? He's been very competitive. But he hasn't won since before Tiger won in 2013. But he's still not ranked 1199 in the world. So
he's been playing. Tiger hasn't. So it's kind of like sitting still at the drag race track, and it turns green, and everybody else leaves, and your engine dies.
Yeah. I mean, he's left again. He's withdrawn or not made the cut. 10 of 19 events. So this is a good test. But we all, I think, realistically. Have to say, okay, where do we go from here? Whatever Tiger does in this tournament, finishes last, finishes middle of the pack, whatever.
Let's see.
Where does he go and how does he look in his next event sometime in January, we assume?
Well, wait a minute. Who's number one in the world?
Dustin
Johnson. Who's number two in the world? Jordan Spieth. Who's number three in the world? Who's number four, five, six, seven? He's playing against the top players in the world. And they do not want him to beat them. This is going to be a competitive. You know, everybody says, this is silly. This is just an exhibition. Bull. Not those guys. No. Jordan, by the way, Jordan's good friend is caddying for him. Michael's not caddying this week, so Mr. Leindecker is caddying for him. I sent him a little note last night just to gig him a little bit. Towel, Michael. I mean, towel. Somebody give me a towel. Go get that.
Geller had a kid, correct?
He did.
Geller,
Michael Greller.
Wife, Michael Geller.
Sure.
I mean, Greller had a kid. So, he's been off even in Australia. Didn't make the trip to Australia for the Australian Open. So, he's getting a little time with his family in this time of year. Perfect timing to have a kid, isn't it?
It is.
In the golf world.
Christmas. Perfect timing to have a kid at Christmas. Are you kidding?
No, but I'm just saying. You don't have to miss the Masters or something like that. I mean, it's like they've got this perfectly timed. Is all I'm saying.
Of course they did.
To have a kid, you know. It's like but you've seen it before. I've always wondered about. Well, I mean, it is what it is. It's life. Things aren't always perfectly timed. But when Phil's had to possibly leave a British Open
or
something
US
because
Open,
he's had a,
remember that? Or
and
a
I'm
US
like,
Open?
Oh my God, how did you not figure that out? You cannot have kids in the summertime, you know.
Come
like,
on.
But it doesn't always work that way, does it?
Saw the wife in the bikini by the pool and inspiration came over. Remember the U.S. Open with Payne Stewart.
Yep, that's what I mean. Yeah.
God
so anyway,
heart,
so
we love Payne. So
Greller's not on the bag. It'll be fun, and you're right, though. But I think that's the same when you say everybody's competitive. When you get a club in your hand, if you went out and played today or I did, and you've got 130 yards, every 130-yard shot, you're trying to put in the hole.
Well, sure
within
you
a foot of the hole. You're always trying to be as close and as good as you can. You're trying to hit every drive in the middle of the fairway. So I don't think that'll ever change whether Tiger's four groups behind you or in front of you or anything else. They certainly won't let up. Interesting to see what Justin Thomas does, because if you get into a tete-a-tete with Tiger and it's like, okay, how far can you hit it? I'm going to hit it further, or I'm going to hit a four iron inside of your hole. I don't know if that'll affect Justin or not.
How much is the side bet?
I wonder.
There's some denominations, as Tiger Woods put it the other day. There's some denominations going on. I know some of those bets.
There's so much money in this field. Think of the money that these guys have at their disposal to just throw around in little friendly wagers that they're making during the practice round.
Not the married ones. You and I both know that. Not the married ones.
Well, you have a separate account, right? They don't even know.
What?
Where did that money come from?
You
don't have to have joint
about?
Accounts? What do you mean?
Does your wife listen to this show?
Yeah.
The IRS does.
Not right now. That's why I'm saying it now. Not right now. But, yeah, that could be really fun. That could be a lot of fun.
Well, you can tell. I'm excited. I mean, I really, really am. I jumped up this morning. And, of course, I always watch Morning Drive. But I jumped up at 5 o'clock and went and made some coffee, went downstairs, threw my iPad on the table, propped myself up, clicked on the TV, and there was European Tour Golf. And I went, what?
Yeah.
What? Not today. I want wall-to-wall coverage today.
It comes on in about 2 hours, I think, as we're doing the show now, that it'll start the coverage. And, again, Tiger is in the fifth group, I believe, going off. So, yeah, it'll be a while before you see Tiger.
By the way, I meant to ask Todd. Tiger was messing around with all the folks at the Golf Channel. You know, we know them all. They're all friends. We all run in the same circle with those guys, you know, have fun with them when we're out at tournaments. And they all like to gig each other and kid and joke. But he walked past one of the cameramen and poked him in the stomach and said, "You're fat." How nice is that? Really?
Well,
that's an harassment charge right there. No, we're not going there.
I'm only ranked 500 players behind you, though, Tiger. He could come back with, you know?
I don't think he'd do that to Tiger. Tiger's big. Have you looked at him lately? He looks like a fullback.
I'm telling
he's
you.
Big.
Steve Johnson, talking to him the other day, said that's a big, big concern for him. He said he's always been, or since the recent, and I say in the last 8 years, 9, 10 years, Tiger's gotten bigger and bigger, and his health has gotten worse and worse. And, you know, even Jason Day spoke the other day when he was in Australia, and he said, "I'm too big." He goes, I lifted too many weights, and I've got to tone it down. He said,
it's harder to go backwards,
tighter
Tim.
And tighter.
You know that. Yeah, it's
know,
harder to go backwards. I mean, you work out all the time. You're stout.
Yeah.
And it's you should take a page from my playbook.
Which is?
Don't work out. Just don't.
12 ounces is as heavy as it needs to be?
12-ounce curls, with one cube of ice. One cube, please. One cube only.
I actually have it. It wasn't just my golf game, but, I've dropped about 15 pounds, and I have stopped lifting a lot of weights.
Your stomach to your – no, never mind. I won't go.
Yeah. But I haven't – I just decided I didn't want to, you know. I mean, so it can be done, and we'll see. Next time we see Jason Day, will he look a little smaller? Will his shirt be a little bit looser? You're watching like I am on Golf Channel or ESPN. They're showing the preamble going up to Tiger playing today. So they've shown all this classic old Tiger fit.
Yeah.
He was a slim.
Oh, he was skinny.
Skinny guy back in the early days of Tiger Woods. When he was winning big and hitting it a long way, he didn't have to have an extra 30 pounds of muscle on his shoulders
and his
arms.
Like a Navy SEAL, you know?
But, boy, I mean, those shirts were hanging loose, weren't they?
Yeah,
I mean,
they looked like mine. In those days. Look like mine on me. I wear extra large, and it hangs off of me these days.
Yeah, it was very, very different. I mean, so, I don't know. We'll see. He hasn't gotten any smaller. Like I said, Steve Johnson was going, that to him says, I don't know that he's changing his approach to getting ready for golf, and it hasn't been working real well for him the last 5 years. So, I don't know. He's skeptical.
Well, you know what I do to bulk up, don't you, when I'm ready to go out and do something?
What's that?
Honestly, what I do? I just get extra heavy starch in my white shirts. It looks like you bulked up. So there. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy.
You've been hitting the gym. Yeah, I did.
I hit the dry cleaners.
I hit the dry cleaners, yeah.
Starch, blue jeans, and shirts, man.
See the tips we give people? Most people get golf tips on shows like this. We give you all kinds of tips that you'll never get anywhere else.
Hey, by the way, before we get out of here, I'm getting ready to head over to the Charleston area. Actually be in Santee for the first annual Santee Winter Golf Classic we've been invited to play in. So I'll be over there with my good friend Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort and all the – I think we've got about 80 people playing in the thing. So
nice.
a lot of industry people. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be gorgeous in South Carolina. And I don't have any wedges, so you need to ship me a couple of your wedges over here. Mine are worn out.
You need to get some wedges?
Mine are all worn out in one spot, the toe.
The hosel.
The hosel and the toe.
Yeah. The middle of the face of the club is pristine. It's never been
grooves
touched.
Are perfect right in the middle.
Yeah. Well, have a good time there. When are you actually going there?
Well, I'm going to head out tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Tomorrow, okay.
So, yeah, I'm out of here. So that'll be fun. And
so you'll be there next week?
I'll be there next week. We'll do a show
Monday morning.
We'll
do shows from there. Yeah.
Do shows from there. So we'll bring you in via – you'll be on Source Connect. You'll be connected.
I think so.
Yeah, so that'll
be good.
It'll sound good.
Yeah, it should sound about the same.
Poor Todd.
If I'm out somewhere, then I'll be in front. Yeah, you can tell the wind was blowing. He talked about it being a little bit windy in the Bahamas, and as if to give us an example, he was standing in it. So, yeah.
Not a nicer guy out there than Todd Lewis. People look at him and they see him on TV. He looks perfect on TV, perfect smile. You know, he's a perfect gentleman, great father, great husband to his wife and family. He's just one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah,
so, and we appreciate it. He's got a busy day, so we appreciate that he had a little bit of time for us.
You know, Tim, anytime I'll call Todd or text him, whatever, and say, hey, can you come on? He says, sure. When do you want me? He's never said I can't or I'm busy, or he always makes time. Or if he is busy, he'll say, I'm on from this time to this time, but any time after that or before that.
Yeah, great.
He's just always been good. We met years ago playing golf together and just hit off a friendship. And we've just had a lot of fun. So great guy. I sound like I want to marry him, but I just love him. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
So not anybody better. So what are you doing before we get out of here? What are you doing this weekend?
Anything else? You want to go on and more about Todd?
Yeah,
I've never heard you drip so sarcastic. I mean, so sweetly
You've
about anybody before.
Be nice to anybody like that.
Holy smokes, you and Todd.
He's the best. I got to talk about some golf writers and personalities if you want me to.
Todd.
You want me to go there?
Yeah, they could go the other way if you want. I got a lot of them.
Way the other way.
Yeah, got a lot of them.
We'll talk about that.
No, I got a busy day, so let's call it a day. Let's turn the music on because I got to get mine started doing some other things today and try to find you some wedges. That's my main priority now is get you some wedges. Frank.
We'll just get them to overnight them to me.
Why don't you just get them there? When you're there, we're going to be talking about the place that you're at. Somebody there should certainly be able to say, we can swing you a couple of wedges and mention our course.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'll buy them there, but I don't need a couple of wedges. I just, my... My 52 is like shot. I was kind of chipping with it yesterday, and it was like, come on, this thing's worn out. So anyway, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get out of here and go have fun, and you too. Great show. I enjoyed it. Todd's always good. You're good.
Yep.
We
do appreciate everybody listening. As always, right here on Golf Talk America, we love each and every one of you as much as we love Todd Lewis. And we thank Todd with Golf Channel for being with us today. We'll be coming to you from South Carolina, at least part of us will, next week. And we'll, of course, update you on what happened in the Hero World Challenge. Have a lot to talk about with Tiger and everybody else finishing up on Sunday. So it should be a great week next week as well. We hope you join us then. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks, everybody, and join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.